Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. You study air, the fourth element. Here's another element which seems to be invisible. You can see it clearly. The wind carries it. It is the wind. But in general, it is something that is precious to you. You need it for life, even more than water. You need it constantly, every moment. And there's an alliance in air with Gaia. If you would look at the metaphor in the human body, what would air be to you in this esoteric metaphor? Let's call it your silent life friend. Something that is invisible, something you take for granted, something you need every moment of every day. And when it's gone, you're aware of it, and you cannot survive. My partner today speaks of things that are hidden. They are hidden in history. And the more you learn about them, the more you know about the magnificence of not only yourselves, but of your ancestry. We told you that on this planet today, that the wisdom keepers, which I will say are the ancients with a capital A, they have that which is missing in the Western world. They carry the wisdom from the past. And the indigenous know it. And that is why the indigenous honor the ancestors, listen to the ancestors, and have stories passed down from them that they continue to teach to their children. It's a wise, wise culture that will take the ancients and make it a part of the teaching of the little ones. And that is not what you've done. What if you could extend this? Who were the ancients before the ancients? And that is the study of the stars. The ones in the galaxy before you. Is it possible that their wisdom is also in you? And then you'd have to ask the question, well, where did you really come from? Is it possible that you, as a human soul, are an extension of what has been before Earth had life? And if that's the case, do you have wisdom beyond the planet that you could pull in and help what's going on now? That invisible friend called air is the ancient wisdom you carry. What if you could pull upon this right now? I would like to tell you something, dear ones. Many in this room have. The ones listening to this in the future will begin this. The very wisdom that I am talking about, this invisible friend you have, is yourself in your own Akash. That combined with what you would call the creative source is the secret for peace on Earth. You are starting to discover energy beyond that which you would say is the energy you would need to live. This is energy within the human body. These are specific energies that have always been here for your humanness and the biology that you had before you ever came here. If I told you that the energies of the creative source and your body were the same for other life forms all over this galaxy, would you question that? Would you say, well, the other life forms probably were not humanoid? Yes, they were. Other life forms were probably not like us? Yes, they were. And we'll say it again, when you meet them someday, they may look a lot like you. What did you learn that was not from Earth that you pull in right now in your Akash and you intuitively are awakening to something that's from the stars. Now, what would that look like? I'll tell you. The astrologers are awakening to quantum astrology. The homeopathists are awakening to esoteric multidimensional homeopathy, energies beyond what they thought. Some of the most ancient and understood known facilitations are starting to have multidimensional attributes. That is an awakening from the stars. You didn't have it until now, and your Akash is starting to give it to you. This is your best friend. Air is so interesting. Did you know that right now, this particular group, where you are on the planet, is one of the freshest places you can be, with the purest air you could have? The reason? You study in school photosynthesis. You understand the air and carbon dioxide exchange. You understand that Gaia, the trees, are giving you the oxygen that you need for life. You understand that you give them back something they need. But did anyone ever tell you where most of the oxygen on the planet is produced? And if you would say, well, it has to be the forests, you'd be wrong. They're the smallest things that exist, the lichen, all of the moss, the rainforests, they are producing more oxygen than the trees. Therefore, you are in the right place at the right time to go outside while you can and breathe some of the purest oxygen that is being manufactured by your best friend, Gaia. You have another best friend in this metaphor, and it is your Akash. It is giving you the life force that will create something very special on this planet. New information for new health using the energy meridians of the body and so much more. So much more. Energy of the human body will be the secret for longevity and healing someday, more than anything that you have today. Dear ones, there is so much more than you recognize within yourselves that you've never been taught. I want you to leave this place thinking about this. Surrounding you right now, multicolored universe of energies that have your name on it, that walk with you in that which you call your Merkaba, carried partially by you, your biology, your DNA, and even your soul, all mixed together to be something divine, beyond that which reality which you understand, and is the absolute secret of health and life. This is why, as you discover these things in the future, you won't overpopulate yourselves. You'll have wisdom to know what works and what does not. A whole different way of producing food, electricity, and water. A new paradigm of living for the planet will wipe out all of the fears that you currently have in 3D. You don't know what you don't know. If you can hold this vision and think positively, this positive feeling will carry over even into your next life. And when you're born, your Akash will ring with it, that there's hope, you're here for a reason, and you don't have to suffer. The new generation on this planet is the key to everything that's going to take place. And as time goes on, you will be the new generation. Think of it. And so it is.